32-megapixel selfie camera is tucked up into the front glass, getting that same scratch protection, and that circular camera is sitting below an ultra-thin earpiece slit, which contains the upper stereo spatial speaker. The right side has capacitive gaming triggers on each corner, a metal volume rocker and metal power button, and apparently, just like Samsung, the buttons are removable. However, unlike Samsung, these buttons do not click back into place. Once the buttons escape, they are gone and will not go back into their home no matter how much I push and pry. I feel like a $1,500 smartphone shouldn't be doing that. But this is also the first time ROG has tried waterproofing their gaming phones, so there might just be a few kinks to work out. Or maybe that kink is me. Again, I don't know. Self-awareness is not my forte. The top of the phone is metal. The right side of the phone has an accessory USB-C port for that cooling fan, as well as makes for a good spot to charge while gaming horizontally. The bottom is where we find our second USB-C charging port. This one is 65 watts. There's also a SIM card tray, second spatial stereo speaker, and a headphone jack. If you know what that is, make sure you're doing your stretches at night so your back stays healthy. One reason that the ROG 8 Pro is looking a bit less aesthetically interesting than last year is because it's finally water resistant, sealed up IP68. And yeah, I get it, protection is a good thing and all that, but I will miss the excitement that comes with seeing something visually cool and entertaining every year from the ROG line. Waterproofing, while important of course, makes all phones look the same. Except for this hidden trick. A completely invisible, underglass programmable 341 mini LED matrix. It appears to just be a single color this time around, no RGBs like we've historically seen on gaming phones. This hidden matrix can display the time, phone status, or the ROG logo, among other things. I'm very interested in seeing how this works from the inside. But alas, the exterior is not yet sufficiently scrutinized. ROG has a 50-megapixel main camera on the 8 Pro, this time with a gimbal-style optical image stabilization. Hopefully we'll see that in a second too. If you can't tell, I'm excited to get inside. There's a 13-megapixel ultrawide and a 32-megapixel 3x telephoto. Along with the under-display optical fingerprint scanner on the front, our power button keeps on wanting to jump ship. Even when that scanner is faced with level 7 deeper grooves, it can still see and unlock the phone with my fingerprint every single time.